Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to In the Hot Seat with
Joey
and Carrera. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So this is our first show back.
Season two,
episode one. We had our show last semester. Now we're back and better than ever with our very own theme song that you guys just heard. So I'm very excited. Again, I'm Carrera.
And this is Joey.
And we have a special guest here today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, guys. I'm Yael. I'm super excited to be here.
So, yes, this is Yael. She was my random roommate freshman year. My freshman roommate. We lived together last year, and now we're living together for third year. And I haven't actually signed my lease for next year, but we will be.
Yesterday.
We will be living together all 4 years here at Tufts University. It's very exciting.
I heard a rumor that they put a daily article out for all the freshman roommates that made it all 4 years.
So, wow.
Tufts Daily, I'm counting on you to come through.
I agree.
How exciting.
So if you haven't listened before, basically the vibe of our show is we have a different guest on every week and we're basically exposing them for the entire hour.
To bring the Tufts community together at the end of the day.
Yes. And against all the odds, against all the hate, again, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
And better than ever.
People did try to shut us down.
They did.
But
We're back. They can't stop us. So, Yael, we've been living together these past 3 years. Freshman year. Let's bring it back a couple
years.
I'm ready. Freshman year, you only used the men's bathroom on our floor. Did you ever think about their feelings? Because men do have feelings at the end of the day that maybe you didn't think about before.
No, this is something I'm definitely, as I'm growing up, I'm trying to be more mindful. I have recently learned that men have feelings, and I respect that. Freshman year, I have to say, I was definitely mind over matter. I lived a 20-second walk from the male bathroom, so I definitely was putting my feelings first. I definitely was timid about it at first. I was using the women's bathroom. It was home base. But then a dear friend of ours bought a cubby stack, I guess you could call it, for the male bathroom. And that was definitely the beginning of the end. Once I could bring my shower stuff and toiletries into the male bathroom, which was merely, I don't know, 15-second walk from my room. If that, I just found a home base there. So, yeah, I probably should have been a little more cautious and thoughtful, but it was real home to me. We decorated it. We did toothbrushing parties. So, it was fun.
Speaking of the bathroom, often in our suite last year, we would hear a certain sound coming from that room. We would hear clicking and clacking. You love to do your homework on the toilet.
This is true. I'm not ashamed.
Is that not disgusting?
I mean, I guess it is kind of gross if we want to think about it. But you people bring your phones into the bathroom all the time. Sorry, no cursing policy. And I don't understand how getting a good essay in, a little discussion post, maybe even a CS problem set done on the toilet is any more gross than you guys typing away on your Twitter and Instagrams. And then you guys will go eat with that same hand with your phone in it and the other. So, I mean, yeah, objectively, it's kind of gross, but I'd rather be productive on the toilet. So.
You kind of ate that.
Yeah.
I really don't know how to respond to that.
I mean, as anyone, we're being educated right now.
No,
so.
I know. Like, let me do my work in peace. It's something for me about the flow of the bathroom or of the homework. Like, the worst thing is getting an interrupted flow when you're in a groove. So if I'm like reading something or if I have to write something, but I got to go to the bathroom, I'd rather take my computer with me and then like I'm seated, I'm sat, and it's like, at least I can finish the thing in one place instead of having to like get up, whatever. So
efficiency is very important.
Right. Efficiency, productivity. I don't know. I want to like maximize my peak workability for this capitalistic system. So I'll do it in the bathroom if I have to.
So again, we just moved off campus together, living on College Ave, just right past Lax House. If you want to
pour one out for the Lax Brothers,
we're thinking of you.
Please,
we're hospitalized. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's
at
actually
all.
Not. It's really not funny.
The Navy SEALs, they're no joke. Mm-hmm. I read David Goggins' book this summer. He was a Navy SEAL, and it's brutal. So.
How do you feel about the incident?
Oh, my God. I feel awful about the
incident. It's crazy, right?
I just don't know how that happens.
How did it happen?
So, basically, for anyone who doesn't know, 12 Lax brothers at Tufts University were hospitalized.
Recent champions
were hospitalized because they did a 45-minute workout with a past Navy SEAL. And five of them were in, like, critical condition.
It's so bad.
Well, I was saying, like, simply, I wouldn't be able to reach that critical condition. Like, if I was doing a workout that was kicking my butt, I would tap out before I was... Like, well, I wouldn't physically be... Yeah, no, they're better than I.
Also,
like,
they're LGBT allies.
They are. They did get in a lot of...
controversy.
They got a lot of hate on Instagram.
Because the all Tufts sports teams have to do, like, a pride game. Mm-hmm. And when they won... the division championships, they got trolled by homophobic people in the comments.
But they stood by it, and
they're still gonna do a pride game. Literally.
Well, hopefully they
can. They're ending homophobia.
Anyway, back to you. So you're famously 4'11".
Yes.
How short is too short for a guy for you?
Oh. I mean, I guess I don't really think about height because it's not really an issue for me. I think I'd probably be pretty hard-pressed to date someone shorter than me.
But, like, 5'3"?
Yeah, probably.
Wow, okay.
If they have a good personality short and a charming
kings.
Smile.
Short kings, slide in.
No, do come find me. I like short kings. I think anybody above, like, definitely above 6 feet is a little frightening to me.
It's like father-daughter. Like, when they're walking together.
No, sometimes it's like, why are you and they're holding hands, and it's, like, kind of scary.
And if the girl has a backpack on.
Oh my God, it's too much. Like, I don't know. I think, like, optimal height for the male species would probably be in the, like, 5'8 to 5'11 range. I don't know. I don't even think that's short. I mean, I guess it is, but yeah, that's definitely not something I ever will have to
be concerned about.
Be worried about. I don't know.
Do you think you could find someone shorter than you?
Probably.
Could you love somebody shorter than you?
I could definitely love someone shorter than me. I definitely have that, like, capacity in my heart. Mm-hmm. I think I would probably have to search a little, high and low.
It seems like you can love anyone. Let's discuss your crush on my best friend, Tygan, a famously gay man.
He's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Tygan, I love you.
Would you ever try to convert someone?
Yeah.
Guys, she doesn't believe in labels.
Well, it's not that I don't think gay people exist, but I definitely feel like...
You have a shot with Tygan one day.
No, I don't think I have a shot with Tygan. He is cuffed and happy, but I think that... I don't know. The question was, could I convert someone? I don't know. I definitely think I would pursue if it felt right, if the vibes were vibing. Yeah, things are fluid. I definitely think I will end up with a gay man one day, just like accidentally.
What about a friend?
Had a crush on a friend?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we actually had a fan request question. What's up with you and Shy?
That's my best friend.
Mm-hmm. Anything else going on there?
No. Nothing right now. Nothing ever.
Are you secretly in love with all of your male friends or?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I do fall victim to getting crushes on my friends, but I feel like either those dissipate or they don't stick around, or else I wouldn't really be able to do that. So I'm racking my brain for my male friends, and no, I'm pretty good right now. I'm pretty crushless at the moment.
You're famously photographed a couple weekends ago with the one and only Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out. You guys were, like, all over each other at...
A gay man.
A gay man again at this party. So, again, we have you on camera, on footage.
It's kind of brutal.
all over him. Your legs are intertwined. You ended the night in his arms. So here we are again. Invalidating, basically, at the end of the day, people's sexuality.
Well, I would like to say that it was consensual and he was thus intertwined with me. So I wouldn't really say an invalidation. We were reunited after many, many months apart. He was in my freshman year at TDC.
He was.
I famously did not like him.
Let's talk on that, actually.
I think I've told him this, but he was always on his phone during rehearsal.
Ooh. You hate and people I on their phones.
Hate when people... Well, it's not like... Whatever. It's not when people are on their phones, but it's in specific settings. Like, it was a TDC rehearsal. Like, that is community time together. Mm-hmm. It was my freshman year. I don't know. We were a little young freshies to the scene, and I was really excited. There were a lot of older people in the dance, and I was like, this is such a nice time to come together. And he was always like Snapchatting people, and I was like, it's an hour a day. Yeah, I don't know. So I didn't like that vibe, and the TDC choreos, who were friends with him, famously yelled at him constantly.
Yeah, they did.
They were like, Mikey, put your phone down. Shout out Grace and Miles. And he would, but then he would pick back up. Anyway, all this to say, during rehearsal, I wasn't really on that wave, but then during the TDC Dardy, the day of party, I was like, no, I mess with him. And I've liked him ever since. And yeah, I guess we were doing some good catching up at the at the party in which we were photographed together.
And then actually a few minutes later, there's a photo of me, you, and Sylvie. I'm like a hill, and
yeah, the Fletcher Hill.
The Fletcher Hill, and do you want to describe the photo?
I wish we had visuals right
now. I can pull it up.
Well, it's Joey, mm-hmm. I think, sitting pretty. Mm-hmm. Sylvie next to him, sitting even prettier, and literally me next to Sylvie, flayed like a dead fish.
Here we have it. I mean, ground. If you're
ironically, it was the Bass Pro.
The Bass
show.
Pro.
It was.
Oh my god. Oh my god. My knees are up. My arms are.
The thing
splayed.
Is that there are probably 20 photos.
I was so
like this.
Actually, these were taken by Mikey.
Oh, these were taken.
Yeah, I am like, I am.
You're down.
I look like a victim, like the chalk outline of a victim on a real crime. No, a true crime show, like. I was so...
You wanted to reconnect with nature.
With the earth.
She touched grass.
I girl. Not only was I touching grass, the grass was touching me.
Mm-hmm.
I was all over it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My eyes were closed. Also, like, their conversation was happening next to me. If you asked me one question about what happened in that conversation, I think there was maybe talks of a double date, which I don't need to get into, but that's kind of all I remember from the conversation. I was down for the count. And then I did famously throw up later that night.
Oh, wow. But you made it back.
I made it back. Sylvie walked me home.
Shout out Sylvie.
She was so good.
Our first guest.
Yes. Our first guest. A lovely guest. A wonderful, wonderful Harriet Tubman.
Yes. famously.
Famously. Yeah. I was really splayed on the ground, and we made it home. I did pee on the pavement in front of Granoff.
I didn't know that.
I took off my pants. I was wearing shorts. I literally was like, Sylvie, I have to pee. I just bare butt.
On the pavement?
On the pavement outside Granoff.
This is really a night for you.
I didn't know that.
It was a night for me. Yeah, I did. I couldn't make it home. We were probably 6 minutes and I had to pee, but it wasn't like, I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm about to pee myself. I was like, I think it's time to go.
You're ready.
And I peed. I felt really good. I mean, the lights were bright. Somebody definitely could have been looking out of Sogo and seen my bare butt, but whatever.
It's okay.
Mm. It's fine. We survived, and I love to tell the tale.
Literally. So going back to what we were talking about before, TDC.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you and Joey were all accepted into the same TDC dance.
Yes.
Maybe that we will do together tomorrow.
Yeah.
And last year, I choreographed a TDC dance that the two of you were in.
Mm-hmm.
Last year at TDC, you were caught trying to climb the ladder backstage. Do you not respect Tufts property?
In the Cohen Auditorium.
In the Cohen Auditorium.
I would say I have respect for Tufts property. I wouldn't say that I give it my full-fledged respect, but going a step further, I don't think that climbing a ladder in the backstage of the Cohen Auditorium is a show of disrespect.
I would say it was more a show of disrespect to...
For the dance.
Your choreographer.
It was a little disrespectful. I was... Well,
someone had to pull you off the ladder, which was me.
Yeah.
Hope there's whispering going on. Say it to the mic.
I just don't know what I can say on air. Let's just say if you know what TDC is about, you know what TDC is about. And I was not in the right state of mind.
Also, you disrespected me last year when you didn't wear your flapper headband on stage. I was actually upset about that.
I feel bad.
I was upset too because I adamantly did not want
to
wear it.
It was so tight, guys. I told you. I know. It was squeezing my head. It was really
yes,
bad.
But I had mine in the entire day, and mine was heavier. I had like actual jewels and stuff on
that
it.
That sounds like an issue.
And
not
once
an
again,
issue.
You pick yourself. This is a common theme.
Yeah, I think I do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
it's all
too
about you.
Maybe
you do.
Too a little too much. I don't know. I think I definitely
headband couldn't stand.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I try to sometimes move through. Maybe this isn't the right way to do it, but I definitely move through the world a little bit like a white straight man. Mm. Kind of like it. You know what I mean? Like I leave my things around famously.
Yeah.
In the men's bathroom.
In
men's
the bush.
Bathroom.
The
I
bush.
Leave my backpack in the bush.
Her backpack in the bush.
One day I was going to have lunch with somebody, but I had to run to Fletcher to ask a question, and I didn't want to take my backpack uphill, so I just left it under a bush. I don't know. Probably to a bad extent, but I also think it's important, especially as a woman, to feel like we have some agency as we move through the world. I do put myself first, and I try not to let it harm other people, but perhaps my putting myself first has been at the expense of others. Though I don't think the headband was at the expense of others. My partner wasn't wearing her headband
yeah,
either.
Yeah, and I'm mad at both of you. I was mad.
It was so painful.
Yeah, but we all dealt with it. Joey's hair was messed up the entire
it
day.
It squeezed my head.
Well, should have dealt with that.
It hurt. I don't know. I thought I looked better without it also.
So our TDC dance is Love Island themed. Mm-hmm. There's many other dances that are happening this semester. Mm-hmm. Which TDCs do you think will flop this year?
Oh my God. I need to pull up the slideshow.
It's not on the Instagram anymore.
Oh.
Okay. I can list the ones I remember. So there's the Founding Mothers.
I think that's going to eat.
There's Take a Love Island the one that we're in. There's the Muppagers. There's Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh, I think that'll be really good.
There's the Spotify playlist.
Okay, I don't really get it, so I can't say that it's going to, like...
The Spotify?
Yeah, I don't know.
One.
I can't
there's
see.
There's DJ Khaled Hopecore.
I think there's potential there. Mm-hmm.
There's the Obama, A Scandal.
Oh. Is that, like, Harry Styles? He was very, like, involved in the...
Michelle Obama.
I know.
Ugh, purse so heavy and getting Oprah dollars. Shout out Fifth Harmony. Remember when there was that era of all those boy and girl groups breaking up? There was so much drama with Fifth Harmony with Camila Cabello.
There was just an era of... Oh, there's also oh a... God. This is the skin of a thriller, Bella.
And then... Oh, I wanted to do that, but it meets during my burlesque. Mm. Well, I have some friends doing that. No, but going back to the Camila Cabello scandal, it was... I remember when they were... It was, like, big questions of if they would rename the band, like, to Fourth Harmony. Mm. And I, like... I think this was, like, the one time my grandmother bought me a People magazine, famously, like, not a People magazine household, but she bought it for me, and I read an article about them, and they were like, no, the Fifth Harmony is the fans. I was like, what a load
Whoa.
Of BS.
That actually
Whoa.
So
Maybe Fifth Harmony was the friends we made along the way.
I know. Definitely not Camila, though.
And
she
just,
was not a friend they made along the way.
Well, she had to go to a racism retreat.
Oh,
yeah, she
like,
did.
Did she go to a retreat about that?
She did.
And to learn how
allegedly
to not be
Allegedly, she's been healed. But...
Like,
on
I,
that
you know,
note,
Brooke,
stream
Tana Mojo,
Dopamine by... Oh.
They had the same racism scandal. Mm. But Camila's was so bad.
Hers was bad.
Hers was really bad.
It was like...
She like had like
a fake account right?
for one of the members of her group and like was commenting like slurs.
We're now
wait, it was about...
Camila.
Wait, it was
yeah,
about...
Literally.
It was about... Isn't this just a conversation between friends?
Wasn't
it?
In a sense.
Wasn't it? It was about her.
Yeah, it was about
bandmate.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a little like really off topic, but someone who is running for the governor of North Carolina, boo.
Let's get into politics.
Mark Robinson. He's literally a freak.
Oh, I saw this.
I don't know how much I can say, but he was his comments on a certain website where people go to watch videos of adults doing hopefully consensual acts between each other. What they were exposed where he said he, I don't actually know what I can say. It was like really aggressive. He like was talking about Nazism and he was like, I'm a black Nazi. And he was like, I love, he had like really, he had fetishes about people that he is running legislation against. You can fill in the blanks. Yeah, he's a freak. Vote Josh Stein instead for North Carolina.
Okay, so going back to the question that I asked again, you're choosing yourself over me and this radio show and Joey. Answer the question. Which ones do you think are going to fall? Oh.
Well, I said I think, I don't know much about the Spotify one. I think the Obama one definitely has potential. I think most of them will be good. I'm trying to think of the other ones I saw in the... Karzma, I think, is...
Oh, I forgot about that one.
I think it can be good. I actually have an inside scoop on that dance. But I can't expose. About the choreographer.
So drama?
The choreographers. No, no drama. But I think it's just, like, a little convoluted. Like, I think there might just be a few too many...
Is it Cars?
It's Cars, like the movie, okay. And Karma, Jojo Siwa.
That's just one song.
I don't know. They'll probably do like I Invented Gay Pop. You know, like...
Again, one audio clip.
Yeah, I definitely... I don't know. I've been talking about this, but I don't love a TDC dance with too much audio clip. I like...
Yeah.
I like a song heavy, which is why I think The Great Gatsby was so successful. And why I think Forgive Glee for My Sins, my freshman year TDC dance
our
with Mikey
freshman
Cox.
Year.
Our freshman year dance. Was so good because it's like the audio is like kind of... quiet and people aren't like locked in because you have to like take a second to adjust to the audio, so I think the dances that do a lot of songs will be really good. Especially when the mix is like fire,
and our mix last year was fire. Ugh. Shout out Alec,
shout out, it was Woo. good.
So again, our TDC dance is Love Island themed. Mm-hmm. We've been watching Love Island as a house together.
It's been lovely.
It's been amazing. Who do you hate the most on Love Island?
Who's currently in, or who we've seen so
just
far?
In
current.
General.
I feel like.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, in general.
Well, because the show is over.
But we haven't seen it. We haven't finished it yet.
Nobody call us.
Nobody
spoilers.
Tell us who
we're
wins.
Only recently off of Casa.
Yeah.
Who do I hate the most? Well, there's a few ways to answer this. I mean, I hated Leah at the beginning.
I love Leah.
Cancelled.
I know. I don't
you
know.
You hate women.
Soul Ties is crazy. But now I hate Rob. Also controversial. He's just like. Ever since Andrea, he's gone so downhill. Like
he's just like not talking.
He just like doesn't talk. He's like a little he enjoys being, I think, really weird.
Yes.
And like kind of treating women like he doesn't care about them, which is just like, I don't know, he definitely had the opportunity to leave with allegedly someone he loved, and he decided to stay on because now he's just like runs out of conversations to find Beetle. So I don't really like him. My house definitely has the hots for him. I like him when he's like lying on the ground and he looks a little submissive. Like, I don't know. I think.
Oh. Do you like a submissive man?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Definitely. Not exclusively, but I don't know. Who else do I hate? Well, I would say Liv, but we did just watch like her kind of start breaking down when she was accused of being a mean girl.
Yeah.
And she goes up and down. Like, I think she's been.
I wanted her to leave so bad when they were voting.
She's had her ups and downs. I'm trying to think who else. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Hannah was so annoying.
Oh my god, I hated Hannah.
I just loved hating on Hakeem. Like when Liv and Hakeem had their fight, I was like, this is such good television.
Yeah,
if there's your friend, was wearing makeup similarly, to Hannah, would you let them know?
If it was like a new friend, like what if it was like somebody you just like
not
became friends
new,
with?
But I would have to eventually. I think. It was unsustainable.
It was
got all over their faces.
Oh my god!
She was
the first time she made out with Kendall, and she was like, "I got it all in your beard," and it was like white paint on his beard. That was bad.
That was
I think
so
like
bad.
If it was like one of you guys, I would definitely let you know. But a new friend, I wouldn't.
What if Joey started wearing like really heavy makeup? Like you wouldn't? Would you make a comment, or would you just let him do it?
Yeah.
Wow.
But out of love.
Out of love. So you hate queerness.
Protect yourself.
What if I was
hate
expressing
men
my...
presenting as feminine?
Yeah.
No. If you could present yourself in a good manner,
if you look good,
if it's bad makeup, I'll clock it. Cause come on, don't be doing the queer community a disservice with an unblended contour.
Do you think anyone on campus needs to get their makeup together? Or their looks together in general, fashion.
Hair,
anything. Shout someone out.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I think I'm definitely like friends with some good looking people.
It doesn't
have
to be your friend.
They know what they got going on. Okay.
Hopefully
okay.
not.
It's like, I feel like somebody definitely has a bad haircut that I could try to figure out.
You don't have to name them, but you could just describe what they look like.
Okay.
For
you could name them if you want.
Yeah, names are great too.
Ah. I don't know. I'd have to think on it. Maybe we circle back, because I don't want to sit here in silence as, I don't know. I'm going to let that one percolate in the back of my head.
Yes, we'll come back to that one. But think about it.
But mostly it's good haircuts. People have been doing good chops recently.
Really?
Emma Seles just got a chop. It looks good.
How do you feel about the buzz cut epidemic?
I'm against the buzz cut.
This is what I always famously say. I love to say this. A buzz cut bleach for a man is like a girl getting bangs. It's like he's going through something. Except for Tigan.
Sometimes it's good. Except for Tigan. But I will say, speaking of the Buzzdemic, and perhaps I did see Matthew Sage the other day with the Buzzdemic. It's bleached and blonde. I saw him running around campus with his little... Oh, but I think it was a bleach, a buzz and bleach. I saw him running around campus with his little camera. Shout out, Matthew. You put in the work for the daily. But I think maybe it shouldn't be... I couldn't tell if it was buzzed, but...
It's short.
If I buzzed my hair and bleached,
I would be so upset with
you. Joey, you have beautiful curls.
You have such beautiful
hair. I'm definitely
hair.
Against, like, I don't think the buzz and the bleach is, like, a thing most men should go through. Mm. Like, there are some people who can pull it off and have pulled it off, but I don't think, like, it's, like, it should be a rite of passage. I don't know. I think most men probably look good with their natural hair.
I feel like it's a very... like post-COVID, I'm expressing myself moment.
What about a buzz cut, bleach, and a mustache? That's like the trifecta.
I love a mustache, I can't lie.
Yeah.
That was one of our first polls on our bedroom, Houston 308.
Shout out,
freshman year. It was for the Top Gun Maverick mustache or not. And I think it could be a good look. Like, if you can pull it off, it's on.
The mustache I think.
But sometimes you shouldn't have a mustache. It's someone recently... I'm not going to name who they are, but someone recently has grown a mustache, and I do not like it.
On campus?
Yeah. Oh, I can tell you after. I can tell you after.
No, it has to be good.
I love a good mustache.
I don't think I've ever kissed someone with a mustache. I think that would be a little alarming to me for there to be hair.
But like, what about like a little stubble?
That's fine. Actually, one time I was in the middle of kissing someone with... stubble. They had like a 5 o'clock shadow or something, and it was scratching me, and he was like, oh, do you want me to deal with it? I was like, no, it's okay. And then he was like, but it really was scratching my face. So he did get up out of bed and shave in the middle.
Wow,
what a good guy.
And you know what, that was really nice of him, because it was a much more pleasant experience, because I was getting like the, what's it called, beard burn. It was just funny. I was just like kind of sitting there like waiting for him to be done shaving in his bed. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't like it. It kind of scratches. But I don't know.
But he mustache.
Men do your thing. Men do your thing.
Yeah. Live life proud and free.
Mm-hmm. With that mustache. With that
it's
mustache.
Almost November. You better be growing it
it's
out.
It's almost
everyone.
October.
Well, October is pink.
No, shave, no
and then.
November.
What's pink?
It's like for breast cancer awareness. Oh.
But you dye your hair pink?
A lot of people dye their hair pink.
And then they don't shave it?
Well, it could be a shave and pink. It could just be like a pink. But get ready for some pink hair. On campus.
Do you think we're going to see a lot of pink hair?
I don't think I've ever seen this happen.
Are we going to get a buzz instead of a buzz and bleach?
I'm
get a
like
buzz and pink?
Pretty sure Emmy and Tigan are planning on going pink.
Really?
Oh, they would look so
they
good.
They would look really good.
So
Tigan's hair is getting a little long, so.
Ooh.
Get it down.
I definitely would like another a buzz coming up soon from him.
Whoa.
Tell him.
What he's hearing. Hopefully he's tuned in.
Anything else you want to say to anyone's appearance? How can he correct
Do you have like
people?
An unpopular opinion on like, or a controversial opinion on like, clothes or do you like a mullet? Here's another question.
Yeah, I definitely like a mullet. I've been trying to get my little brother to get a mullet for a really long time, but he's like really against mulletry. But
mullet mustache,
I think no mullet mustache is a step too far, but I don't know. That's I think like I mean. A lot of men have the hair for a mullet, like a wave.
Yeah,
there's been some good mullets
need
on campus
curl or
recently
a wave.
There's been some good mullets on campus. I think maybe it's the new buzz and bleach.
True. It's been around though for a while.
Yeah.
Especially COVID.
I'm a soft mullet kind of guy.
Yeah, you can soft mullet. Nothing will beat the bow mullet.
The bow mullet. That was so
when
scary.
When Bo got a mullet.
We're thinking
year.
Of you.
We're thinking of you. He's on the LAX team.
I
so
don't think he's hospital. Well, if you are.
No, he was at LAX. Huh? His snap location was at LAX. That's what Sylvie said. That's what Sylvie said.
We're snap map.
On snap.
I don't know. His he had an aggressive mullet, but I don't know. He's hot, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, if you're listening.
Hey, bye.
Hey.
Your you're a sweetie.
You never come to our reunions.
Yeah, you never come to our reunions. We do third floor reunions, and I text Bo and Brian to come. The Lax brother roommates. And I've even been promised that they will come, and they abandoned
us. We'll get them one day at our house.
Yeah, we should. We have a third floor house, so we'll try to host another one soon. And Bo and Brian, if you're listening, literally down the street, like, no excuse.
We're right here.
Houses down.
Yeah.
Houses.
Easy.
I think they should come.
Okay, so now we have to do a special little break where Yael's going to read a PSA. Ooh. You don't have to read the one I chose, but I do think that it's kind of... You can choose a different one.
What are these PSAs from?
It's just a booklet of PSAs.
But is it about, like, Somerville?
It's important.
It's just about anything. There's a ladder safety one.
Mm. And we know you love ladders.
And we know you love to
climb. This is about ladders?
No.
Do you see how it says dead Somerville bicyclist?
Yeah, so.
This is really recent. I think this is like a little too
recent.
August 12th, 2022.
That's 2 years ago.
That feels so recent. Anything from 2019 feels like yesterday.
That's freshman
2019.
Year.
2019.
That's actually before freshman year.
2019? Yeah, that was ninth grade.
No. August 2022.
Wait, but who puts together these PSAs?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera. I think this is relevant because I did used to take my Zoom classrooms in the shower once I did that.
Wow.
I brought my computer with me to the shower.
Did they see you?
No, I turned the camera off, but my mom got mad at me. She was like, don't do that, which is probably smart. It was just like I had worked out and I had to shower and then I had like English class or something. Okay. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. No glove, no love. Yeah, I think I can get behind that.
That was a great job. Thank you for that.
Thank you. I saw a little government conspiracy in there, though.
Ooh. Literally.
Well, it's a PSA, so it's all real.
I mean, I feel like maybe some government conspiracies are.
Yeah.
I think
foundable.
So.
What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Mm. Like Jewish space lasers.
Mm.
Is it real?
I couldn't tell you. I'm not allowed.
Damn
I have
it.
an oath of secrecy to my people.
Wow.
I don't know. There's probably better ones out there.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm over, like, the tinfoil hat one. Like, I don't think that's that good.
I feel like that's, like,
I
that's
love
not
the
real.
Tinfoil hat one.
Or is it, like, ooh, is it, like, all, like, the waves are going to... Remember when on 5G, when that's that was a thing? Yep. Like, 5G, it's like data for like your phone. And, like, they were putting up 5G service towers all around the country. And then, famously, Woody Harrelson, actor, Oscar-winning actor, maybe. I don't know if he won an Oscar. Believed that 5G towers were, like, going into your brain and like mm-hmm. they were gonna make you like turn liberal or something and like and
the gay frogs, Alex Jones gay frogs. I like that one. Actually, one time my high school did there's a lot of lore about my high school, but they did a trip down to watch a Supreme Court case. I actually wasn't there, but Alex Jones, who for those of you who don't know is like a massive like conspiracy theorist, like
evil
white supremacist guy, he was there, and like some of the boys in the club like were like, haha, let's take a picture with Alex Jones. And then his like staffer took the picture, and then the staffer tweeted it like, look at these strapping young boys supporters of Alex Jones. My brother was like, I'm not gonna get in that picture. Very smart of him, because then Alex Jones, a literal like white supremacist anti-Semite, posted like with his supporters, and the teacher had to like badger the staffer to get him to take it down because it was like, don't post pictures of our high schoolers in support of Alex Jones.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That was a good story.
Thanks.
You seem to have a great sense of communication.
I try.
Mm-hmm. You're currently in the Club TFL.
I am. Shout out.
So, tell us a joke.
Oh my God. do you want a joke?
Yeah.
That is what I asked for.
Why'd the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get the Chinese newspaper.
I don't understand.
I'm not getting that one.
Neither do I. I get the New York Times.
Oh, that was fast. That was good.
Thank you.
Joey's blushing. He feels embarrassed. He got.
Yeah, there's a reason I got into that non-audition comedy group.
Okay, well, now I'm going to... get you.
Okay.
Rank all the comedy groups on campus.
Oh my gosh. Okay. TFL number one.
Biased, but.
I mean, come on. We're funny. Cheap Socks definitely number two. Cheap Socks is really funny.
Okay.
I don't know. I've heard people say that it's not their cup of tea, but.
I would personally say it's not my
personally
cup of
tea. Personally love improv. It makes me very anxious.
I'm not
it
a very,
is anxious
I'm not
inducing.
An improv person, but. Shout out. You know, it takes a lot of.
No, Cheap Socks is really good, though.
Takes a lot to.
Their
go
musical
out there.
Is good. We also have a little TFL Cheap Socks crossover. Shout out Willa Batty. You are funny. Okay, what else? I think the Institute has its moments. I've heard it's been like pretty riddled with racism and sexism.
Oh, wait, whoa.
Yeah. Teen. Oh, it's like, I think like the whole executive board was like white men.
Yeah, they
and
it
also,
gives.
I heard that like the last show they did like a joke swap segment, like the one they do on
SNL
with Colin Jost and Michael Che, if that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it, but it just, I wasn't there, so I can't speak to it, but I heard some insider information by some other people who went to watch it that it just felt really racist. Like they just like did it. So I don't know, but some of their sketches are really good. I loved the one that they showed in the O Show with the journalist.
Shout out Eric Frankel.
Yeah, it was good. Who else do we have? Chuckle Ducks? I've never seen anything.
There's the kids one. Jumbo Night Live.
The Where's Waldo did get me, in fact.
Yeah, but oh,
that was funny.
I feel like nothing else ever really.
No,
like,
but I also am not that tapped into the comedy scene, so I can't speak to it. I definitely don't know what's my cup of tea.
The Zamboni.
I love the Zamboni.
I love the Zamboni.
The Zamboni is really good, and it was founded by the boy who bought the cubbies for the male bathroom freshman year.
He founded it?
Or, I don't know. He's a big proponent.
He's
like
the editor-in-chief.
Jack Weiland.
Well, and the person who sent out the
Sunil
Kumar.
Not too much.
Dying.
No names. It wasn't Jack, though. Yeah.
It wasn't him.
Allegedly. Everything is alleged.
Allegedly.
Sunil Kumar email. Sunil Kumar email on the 1st of April.
April Fool's as
day.
It's commonly known.
I was going to say July 4th. I was going to say that.
Did they get him for that?
No. They said they were going to do academic, like, disciplinary action, but it never came through.
But he's in the Institute.
No, he's in the Zamboni.
Allegedly.
He's good.
Allegedly,
I like him. He smiles at me. He waves at me.
I think he honestly ate with that. Like, that's awesome.
I think that's actually hilarious.
I don't know. Maybe it was a step too far, but it got the town talking.
It was a great
And he had a message.
He also flight hacks. I was telling someone about this. Yeah, he does, like, he's on the dark web, and he does, like, illegal. Well, I don't know if it is illegal.
Allegedly,
he does this, like, thing where he gets, like, flights for, like, $10.
Teach me how to do that. What?
No,
so we're actually going to have him in the seat
I asked him to teach me how to do it once, and he said he only flight hacks for people he goes on vacation with. I was like, damn, am I about to go to Portugal with you? Like, get me that free flight.
That's
crazy. He's really smart.
I need to learn how to do that.
Yeah. He's like on like dark web Reddit forums.
Allegedly, of course.
Girl, he told me.
No, allegedly.
Allegedly. There's no record.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that most of the groups?
So there's
the kid one. I don't know. I got some friends in that one, but I don't know that it's comedy meant for tough students.
No, it's for children.
Kids,
is there
it's good.
Like a sketch or stand-up routine you didn't like?
Yeah.
Speak your truth.
Well, let's just say one of the, I think they're thus graduated. One of the stand-up routines last TFL cycle was not my favorite.
Mm.
But
which was?
I'm not going to say too much.
Okay.
Those who know.
Yeah.
Though she no longer goes here, so it's not. I doubt she would be listening in. But no, our last TFL show was really good, and
it was good.
All the stand-up was good, and those who know, like, it was good. Don't worry. I'm not clowning anybody who doesn't deserve to be clowned. But, mostly, I think it's really good. I think there's usually hits.
If, like, you feel like there is a miss, do you say anything or do you just let it happen?
I let it happen. Well, I'll tell, like, my friends. Like, I don't know. I'm speaking about TFL. Like, if I feel like there's a miss in TFL, I'll, like, whisper to a friend and be like, they need to fix this. But that's because, like, but it's because we, all, like, we practice. Like, I give, like, a, they need to fix this because we have time until the show and they have to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's a miss, it's day of the show. Like, what? I'm not going to stir the pot.
Yeah.
But I just want the best for us. Like, TFL has a big legacy to live up to. We're super funny. So I definitely want our sketches to be the best they can.
Yeah. So going back in time, mm-hmm. when you were younger, you were a problem child.
What does that mean?
You were grounded multiple times. And you used to have a stealing problem.
Oh, I did.
What was your best steal?
That's a good question. It was mostly like small trinkets from like Target. It was only ever big corporations, of course. And I'm trying to think what my biggest or best. A lot of makeup. I stole from the duty free in the airports a lot. I don't know if that was like a good or bad idea. Well, also like I don't condone. I've also thus stopped since like 9th grade. This was middle school.
Did you ever get caught?
Yeah. Well, not in the store, but my parents caught me.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Well, it was like in my big grounding saga freshman year. Like basically, I like brought alcohol to a friend's Secret Santa gift. Whatever. It was so traumatic, actually. And I got grounded, but like my parents were like, my parents really value honesty, so they were like, tell us everything. And I was like, okay. But actually, I think they were like, have you been stealing? And I was like, yeah. But they actually, I think they dealt with it really well. They were like, okay, obviously there's nothing we can do about the stuff that you've stolen, but please kind of as like, not retribution, but like to make some amends, I donated like $250 a nonprofit, like an organization that provides clothing to houseless people as they go to job interviews, because I like stole, it was like a, I don't know, I stole things that like clothes, so they were like, girl, you got to make amends. So I did that, and I'm happy I did that. I mean, I'm not happy
I did
I
not
stole,
know this. It's turning into a feel-good story now.
Yeah, I definitely think that, like, oh no, feel good. No, I definitely learned, and like I also like wasn't stealing anything I couldn't afford. I guess I was doing it for the thrill, and now yeah. I'm just like, if I can't, like if I wouldn't buy it, why steal it? I don't know. And if I want it, I'll buy it. And there's a lot of privilege there that I can like as a white girl, like steal something, and even if I get in trouble, I don't know, that definitely like sobered me, and I was like, okay, let me like
yeah
stop feeding into this. So I don't know what my best purchase was. I used to really love the Aerie underwear, though. I would go out wearing it. I would like, put it on and leave the store wearing it.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah,
wow.
Now I just buy it.
Well, so going back again to your younger years, what's your Wattpad username?
Along for the ride.
You remember?
With the number 4.
Was that from something or?
No. I think I was just like, I'm along for the ride of like the Wattpad journey.
Were you a writer or just a reader?
No, just a reader. Well, actually, no, I've never written on Wattpad, but I hope my home friend Perry is listening to this. Hi Perry, if you're listening. She's like my best friend from home, and in 6th grade, me and all my friends went through a sexual awakening, especially...
Was it the gay Disney prince?
It well, is...
Not yet. We'll get there. It was a queer sexual awakening. In that span of year, I turned my five, or the four or five girlfriends, they all came out as bisexual the second mm-hmm. I came to public school, so...
It was you.
It was me, I think, but...
You turned them.
Yeah, but... We used to do these things. We had dabs, these things called dabs, which were like our daily assignment books that like the school gave us to write our homework.
Not weed related.
No. Sorry, not they were the daily assignment books. And we used to write things called dab stories, which were we would write fanfic in the dab stories, like in our dabs. And my friend, I think my friend Perry wrote one. My friend Dustin wrote one. I think my friend Kayla wrote one. And one day, Perry left her dab in the social science classroom, and I think our teacher read it.
Who's it about?
No, it wasn't about anybody. It was like fake characters, but it was like budding fanfic. And yeah, 6th grade was a big year for us. I brought I used to not be able to watch a lot of things. Like, I don't know, my parents were pretty strict about TV, but not at all about books. So I would really read a lot of YA books, and the first sex scene I ever read in a book, The Infinite Moment of Us, maybe, or Under the Infinite, I don't know. Anyway, there was a sex scene, and I brought the book to 6th grade lunch, and we passed it around the table and all read the sex scene together.
That's actually so cute.
It was my
That's
first cute. Time.
I feel like in my like elementary, middle school, we had a lot of similar experiences like that.
We passed it around, and it was a really funny sight to behold in the EP cafeteria, a bunch of little queer children reading the straight sex scene in this YA book.
Wow.
So again, going back to the Wattpad, mm-hmm. we were actually just talking about this earlier today. Your favorite Wattpad fan fiction is Confessions of a Gay Disney Prince, which is Larry, Harry Styles, and Louis Tomlinson fan fiction.
It's true.
Do you support shipping real life people? And do you ever think about the effects that has on their friendship? Because they're famously like not friends anymore because of how uncomfortable all that made them feel.
Do you food you out?
I definitely, I don't know what that means.
So, it's often used for a woman who has a lot of pleasure seeing gay men. Gay men. Do you fuju?
I love seeing queer joy and queer love, so I definitely get a lot of pleasure.
Do you get any other kind of
No.
No, I mean, okay, I definitely think that I don't know, I was very deep in Larry lore because my friend Kayla that I mentioned earlier was a really big Larry proponent, and I definitely think that the shipping, like, I really think there was something brewing between them. Like, they were young, like, teenage,
you believe it?
Oh, when they were 17, I definitely think they had, like, feelings for each other. Wow. I think that probably the shipping, this is what I'm saying, like, I think the shipping and the fan cams and the whatever, like, definitely caused issues. I think it definitely made them repress their sexuality, or if it happened, I don't know, if they were queer. I think it's not our business, but I do think that because there was so much attention on them, anything that was real, like, I understand that feeling, like, it's really intense, they're, like, in this X Factor thing together, and, like, they're both, like, I don't know, making new friends. I think they definitely had feelings for each other, but all the public scrutiny led to some really bad things, so I think there's probably, it's probably bad to, like, overly ship, but I don't know. I don't know that it's, like, innately bad to ship people. But it is if you're, like, harassing them, and there definitely was harassment. But I don't think reading this fanfic was, like, problematic. I mean, maybe it was. But it won the Wattie's Award, so it was good.
It's 120 chapters.
It's 120 chapters, and it's written in play format. So
I
thought crazy. Every fanfic was just, like, a play. And I used to have, like, I was like, I want this to be a movie so badly. I read this in seventh grade, so it's been a while. I mean, I reread it, like, a few times throughout my career. But, I loved it.
Plays.
Yeah.
You were on Broadway Twitter.
I was on Broadway Stan Twitter.
Are you a theater kid?
I was 100% a theater kid.
Are you still a theater kid?
I definitely can fall back into it.
What's the worst Broadway musical?
SpongeBob.
Really?
Wow.
I like people like it.
I think it's great.
I did see it. I don't know if that's the worst, but it's so cringy.
What about Bad Cinderella?
I don't know. I'm not tapped into current Broadway. I definitely think that's bad. I hate Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's scary.
He's scary.
His Botox face is, like, terrifying. He's always mewing. I don't know. There's probably some really bad things now, but my, like, prime Broadway days were, like, 2017 to 2019. I was on Broadway Stan Twitter. I was meeting up with the, like, older people in New York who were, like, on Stan Twitter.
Wow. How old?
Like, old teenagers, but I was young. I don't know.
Do you think that's okay?
No. It was certainly unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it. I loved the thrill. I loved Broadway. And I loved stage dooring after.
You met some.
I've met Andrew Rannells from Girls. I've met Ben Platt. Ben Splatt. Who else? I mean, I have a selfie with Daveed Diggs. I don't know. I've definitely met some people, but it was just such a thrill for me.
How do you feel about, do you think, like, meeting people is okay? Like,
in general?
In general?
Meeting people? What does that mean?
Just, like, in the context of, like, the whole Chapel Roan controversy.
Chapel was right. I support Chapel so much in that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different. I don't know if you're, like, tapped into Broadway culture. Like, clearly not. Clearly. But there's this thing called stage dooring where after the show.
No, I know what the stage door is.
Okay.
But, like, referring to, like, being like, oh, I met them.
I think that's fine.
You think that's fine?
Yeah. I mean, they're celebrities. I feel like.
It's completely fine. Like, you get a picture, you get an autograph, you have a conversation, you move on. I definitely have. I'm trying to think who else. I met Ingrid Michaelson, actually. She was in a show.
Don't know.
She's a singer, I think. She sings the, what song is that? The Let's Get Rich.
Actually, we can't sing it. I don't think because of the copyright.
What? We can play songs on the radio.
In the south of France.
What was the?
Let's get rich.
I swear we couldn't sing.
I think we could sing.
Dance. Let's get rich. Build our house on the mountain. That one. I met her.
I don't know that song.
I don't know that song either.
I loved it. Famously. Obsessed.
I also
with
do love Broadway.
Broadway. One time, my phone.
I love
my phone.
Oh, talking about your phone. That old phone.
That old
phone. No, well, this actually goes in my old phone in seventh grade that didn't have Wi-Fi, didn't have cellular connection. It was just, like, an iPod, and I was so embarrassed about it that I would give people, like, I would, like, give people fake phone numbers because I didn't want them to know that I didn't have a phone. Or I would give them, like, my flip phone number, but not, like... Okay, anyway, one time, like, an alarm went off in the middle of class, but, like, my phone was in my backpack in seventh grade that, like, stayed in rooms. Like, we didn't carry them with us. And it was in the Heights. And it played for, like, 3 hours.
Really?
And then my math teacher, Mr. O'Brien, who used to post pictures of us on Twitter in seventh grade. He was so creepy. He once posted a picture of a blobfish and said, "This reminds me of my student, Kayla."
Whoa.
It was actually, like, online.
He got her.
Oh, I wish Kayla were tuned in right now. I'll send this to her later. But Mr. O'Brien literally was menacing. He literally posted a picture of a blobfish, like, "This reminds me of my student, Kayla." They would Twitter beef. Kayla was really big on Twitter, and she and Mr. O'Brien would, like, beef on Twitter. But he brought me my phone at the end of the day and was like, "Some student said this is a trap phone because it was playing this music." And I don't know what trap phone meant, but I knew it was an insult, and I was so embarrassed.
That's, like, actually, that sucks. You were a kid.
I know. Well, I was like, okay, lol. And then I got into the bus and listened to Ed Sheeran, Divide.
I love Ed Sheeran,
so
Divide.
That was so my seventh grade year core. It was so messed up. He literally once took a picture of us in the cafeteria and posted it on his Twitter.
That's,
like,
what
did
he say?
Eating lunch.
Game.
I don't know.
I
on
support.
Lunch duty. He was really problematic. But I don't know. My dad, oh my God, my dad and him beefed.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, my dad hated him. Because he, like, was mean and, like, posted pictures.
Well, I can tell why.
But he also was, like, a meme and we loved him. I don't know. He was my seventh grade Algebra 1 teacher. But he retired the year we left, so. Oh,
the last class.
Yeah, we
never experienced his scrutiny. So going back to plays. You were in one our freshman year here at Tufts. It was called...
Everything's Fine.
There's famously some behind-the-scenes beef and drama. How did you really feel about that production?
I thought the production was good for what it was.
For what it was?
I mean, I don't know. It was a 5-person play written by a fellow jumbo. I thought it was good, but I think the beef to which you're referring is... The show ended with a very brutal, like, a very graphic, kind of devastating scene where my character discovered a not alive, a dead person in a room. And I was supposed to, in the script, it had me, like, going off stage and then, like, shrieking at the top of my lungs and then, like, going back out and, like, finding my friend dead. And it was really good. I practiced it a lot. It was, like, kind of a big moment. It also just, like, made sense with the... show, but then the director and writer cut it one day out of the blue, and I was really upset, not only because I wasn't gonna have my moment under the sun to have my scream, but also it didn't make sense. Like, it was so anticlimactic without the scream, and I was like, please, can I do it? He was like, no. He never gave a reason. And then the day of the show, or there were two shows, but I almost did it, but I didn't. I think perhaps I should have, even though it wouldn't have been very respectful. Yeah, but my friends were like, there should have been a scream at the end. And I was like, I know. So if you're listening, you know who you are. I'll give a shout out. I don't know if that would be too much. Riley White. I definitely think there should have been a scream at the end of that production. And he still said, yeah, RCS 15, buddy.
I'm gagged.
Was it? The Chirping Squad. But I definitely think he knows there should have been a scream. But, you know, I'll give deference to the director.
So who was the worst actor in that play?
It was a pretty good cast. I don't know. I didn't like one of the boys, though. Peter, I think his name was.
Oh. Get him.
I don't know his last name.
Didn't care enough to learn it.
Yeah. No, I think his name was Peter. No, there was no bad actors. Only bad parts. There's no small actors, just small parts. The other way around. No, it was good. It was a good show. I really enjoyed it. My floor popped out and watched it. It was really fun. It definitely brought some of my friends together for the first time.
Yeah.
It
was the first time, like, Chloe and I, and, like, Shy and I.
Yeah. I'm super happy to have done it. Actually, I think one of the actresses from the show is writing and directing a show. So,
that's exciting.
Michelle, if you're listening to this, I've always liked you. So good luck with your show. Yeah.
That was great.
Thank you.
How much time do we have left? Okay, we're gonna quickly discuss maybe like one more topic?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We're gonna pick the
how
best.
How many are left?
There's like,
I kind of like, okay.
We can just speed round if we need
to. So your friends call you the mayor of Tufts. Mm-hmm. Famously, I do. Who would you excommunicate from campus if you were actually the mayor?
Oh my God. I need some warning to think about these. Who would I excommunicate?
Yes.
I don't know. I think campuses are probably made stronger by having some people you don't like.
Just say a name.
I don't know. Let me think.
You're being fearful. I see it in your eyes. You have a name in your eyes.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No.
They're not listening.
I'm trying to think of who I would excommunicate. No, but like actually for the good of the community.
Yeah.
Who is someone that like brings menace to the community? You guys can weigh in.
I have someone I would excommunicate.
Oh, I know. Well.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, do I have beef with people?
Do you have ops?
I probably have ops. I would probably excommunicate one of them. Wait, I'm like suddenly on the show and I can't think of anybody. Who would I excommunicate? I don't know. I wish I had an answer. I wish I like, what am I going to have to do? Like look through people?
You don't have a notes app?
Of your haters.
Of your haters.
Of my haters? Wait. I don't know. I think we might have to circle back.
Okay.
Who's someone I don't like? But not too much.
Yeah.
You can't say if it's someone I actually don't like. I don't know. I don't have anyone specific in mind to excommunicate.
Is there a vibe of a person, like a type of person on this campus that you would want to leave?
No, I wouldn't want whole groups to go.
But is there a group that comes to mind? If you had to, if you were forced to.
Like, probably.
Who?
I'm not going to say. It's problematic.
What?
No, I think, like, maybe someone, like...
It better not be the lacrosse team.
No!
They've been through enough.
Let them live.
Maybe, like, Jake and Javi, I would excommunicate them. Ooh. I don't know.
Fuck it.
Sorry, they've never been, like, bad to me, but that, like, that breed of man is a little scary. They've definitely had some problematic instances. Ooh. That whole the squad, but there's definitely some people squad I like. I really like Elias. I don't know if he's like in that squad.
He's
never been anything but good to me.
Wow. Yeah.
He's a sweetie. Oh my God, if I got going, I could probably think of so many people to excommunicate.
Keep going.
I'm trying to think.
You were on a roll.
No, I know. I was like, well, I was thinking of no, we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at, like, toxic men.
Exactly.
And there's toxic women. I don't support women unconditionally. I'll say that. Like, I don't think support women is, like, should be the standard.
Do you think that homewrecking is bad?
Yeah.
Like, do you think who's more at fault? I mean, obviously the person who's cheating is more at fault. But, like, do you think that, like, people are too mean to the homewrecker?
Probably not. I think homewrecking's pretty bad.
Famously,
I have not homewrecked.
I feel like homewrecking is not the worst thing that could occur. This
I
is
don't
my
think it's
opinion.
The worst.
Really?
No, I don't think it's the worst, but I don't think I've
what
ever
what they did
homewrecked.
To Ariana, girl.
I support Ariana.
Why do they act like she
I
murdered someone?
Ariana.
It's definitely not the worst you can do.
They're acting like she like killed the baby.
And who knows if she even did homewreck? We don't know.
All that she did was just like find like don't let
With
someone
SpongeBob?
Else's man. Stop you from finding your husband.
Exactly.
No, I don't think homewrecking is the worst offense, but I would never like knowingly engage in that, to my knowledge. It's never been presented at me, but yeah.
Wow.
No.
No.
The mayor speaks.
I'm so moral. The mayor speaks.
The rules, the laws are being laid down.
Homewrecking is bad. But I've definitely known a homewrecker or two.
Oh. So. You want to say their names?
They've been on the show.
Oh. We did also, we played, what song?
The other woman. Yeah. Shout out Alec.
Oh.
No.
No, he's in his healing era.
He's healing.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, guys.
Oh, you got me on the excommunicated question.
Do you have, we'll circle back.
I don't have someone.
Well, we have a couple
seconds. No, we don't
seconds.
Have time.
Well, is anyone coming after us?
Can we go? Can we bleed into the next? Are we allowed?
I don't think anyone's going to stop us.
Oh.
JK, I think we are being stopped.
I think we're being stopped. We just got a knock on the door.
Thank you.
It's Jake and Javi.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back